now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Last week, the U.S. Senate Environment and Public Works Committee held a hearing on the Trump administration's management of the EPA. Chairman John Barrasso, a Republican from Wyoming, made a case frequently repeated by the administration that by eliminating environmental regulations and slashing the budget and power of EPA, President Trump had unleashed job growth and a booming economy. Here's Senator Barrasso.
The administration's deregulatory approach is working. According to the last Energy Information Agency quarterly report, coal production in the West is 19.7% higher than the second quarter of 2016. In addition, the stock market is reaching record all-time highs.
That cheerleading faded a bit over the next few days when the stock market plummeted. Economist Roger Bezdek said it would be wrong to credit President Trump for either the rise in the market, which actually began under President Obama, or blame him for its sudden fall.
I would be very hesitant to attribute changes in the stock market to any specific policy or regulation.
Beyond the stock market fluctuations, economists say there is little to no evidence to back up the central claim in the Trump administration's argument for defunding and dismantling EPA, that deregulation leads to economic growth. Wayne Gray is a professor of economics at Clark University. He noted that environmental regulations have very little impact on job loss or creation compared to bigger issues like the price of labor and technological shifts. Overall, only 0.2% of layoffs are caused by regulations. Here's Professor Gray.
I think that the booming economy, or the at least reasonably good growth in the economy, is just part of the trend that was happening well before Trump was in over the last several years. So I don't think that environmental regulation has much to do with that.
Nationally, the use of coal to generate electricity actually declined by 3% in President Trump's first year in office compared to the last year of the Obama administration, according to federal data. How could this be, given the president's rollback of EPA pollution control regulations to boost what he calls clean, beautiful coal? Because of the free market, economists say. Natural gas, wind, and solar are now just cheaper because of advances in technology. However, Trump recently tried to interfere with these free markets by imposing tariffs on solar panels imported from China. Those tariffs will raise the price of solar panels, which could kill 23,000 jobs at American solar installation companies, the industry warns. That would mean destroying more than 20 times the 1,100 jobs created in coal mining since President Trump took office, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Here's economist and author Eben Goodstein.
What the Trump administration is doing is favoring a certain set of industries, dirty industries, over clean industries. And certainly that will see job growth as a consequence in the dirty industries, but job decline in the clean industries.
But even in this, the administration is inconsistent, as witnessed by its recent decision to open up the Atlantic coast to offshore drilling, but exempt and protect Florida. Why? Because the Republican governor of Florida complained about potential job losses in its tourism industry. In that case, dirty oil industry jobs lost out to cleaner tourism jobs, although building condos isn't all that clean either. Perhaps we all need to take a shower after watching the politics in all this. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Abel Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.